Lords, the afternoon of the 25th of June, 1983.
And Richards has gone for 33.
Indian captain Kapil Dev catches out the great West Indian batsman, Viv Richards.
It was a very important catch for Indian history.
This catch leads India to win the World Cup, a high point in a country whose cricketing history has always mirrored India's emergence as a nation. Cricket in India is the national sport, revered by those who trust in the virtues of the noble game. In India, there is veneration for the slow rhythms of Test cricket, where patient batting and probing spin bowling perfectly reflect one part of the Indian psyche. But after victory at Lord's in 1983, something quite different about India was revealed. For this country of over a billion fans, the popularity of the one-day game turned cricket into televised spectacle, with the excitement and drama that Indians call
tamasha, which means entertainment, which something happened almost spontaneously.
A brash new confidence on the pitch reflected a globalized India's ambition beyond the boundary. And now a revolutionary form of cricket has arrived. The 20-over Indian Premier League involves serious money and the best players on the planet. This is the ultimate in cricket tamasha, and a declaration of intent that the empire of cricket can now be led by India. Any weekend in India, evidence for the Indian love affair with cricket is everywhere. Boys play in front of the Grand Mosque in Old Delhi. In Mumbai, a group of off-duty waiters compete under the gaze of Indian captain Mahendra Singh Dhoni. And in nearby side streets that Indians call the gully, cricket full of tamasha takes place. Just a few miles away, the game is played in the more formal settings of the Bombay Gymkhana. And this is where the story of Indian cricket began in the 19th century.